That we are with it there, it's a bit short, finished up last week. Well, we got a few. So I'll just put that report be noted. All those in favour?
All right.
Against, carried. Flood relief. Yeah, as I've said in that minute there, I was approached by Roy Duncan, Mr. Roy Duncan.
It's about a minute. It's just to be noted.
To be honest, yeah, they talked mayoral appeals and this sort of thing. And the mayoral appeals I've had anything to do with have just come to grief. And I used the Wombalong bushfires at Coonabarra as probably a prime example, where there was a mayoral fund established. The disbursement of that money just turned into a cat fight. You know, suggestions of impropriety, who got the money and who didn't. And that's why I suggested to Mr. Duncan that the Under the Guns Council function was an opportunity to get perhaps 2,000 people together and use that as a collection for flood relief. We're at arm's length, and my suggestion to him is he was putting it through the men's shed on the weekend, last weekend. I promised to get back to him tonight. If the men's shed run it, they just take it across the road to the Bendigo Bank, and the Bendigo Bank have a fund set up through their Community Enterprise Foundation, which can take the money of its. Originally, Mr. Duncan wanted to support Lismore.
The recommendations.
But who do you support? Do you support just one LGA?
So that's
across the board. And that's where this suggestion, doing the recommendation, come from. So if there's no questions or comments, I'll put those recommendations. All those in favour?
Aye.
Yes. Gareth, thanks, councillor. The Gill Library Hub, the business incubator, and this is response to councillor Priest's question last meeting.
Yeah, councillor. So with that question, I put that to, obviously, as a report would say, I put it to the architect to ask them what their thoughts are. They came back with some concerns and some issues, and, you know, it's not impossible, but it's not without some warts on it. Neil and Catherine gave some comments there around elaborating on what that incubator space was. So the incubator space, we tried to give you an overview of what that incubator space, the intention of that incubator space. We balanced that up with what the incubator space was never designed to be a substitute for the CAPE. We'd actually considered all the various options in the design principles around being able to facilitate those street stall type things. And as I said in the report there, there's a number of different or a suite of options there for people to be able to, or to facilitate that activation of that space with street stall type kiosk operations. In addition to that, I threw in that the actual amount of use that actual cake stall was getting was quite limited. So which drew me to the conclusion when you put all that in the mix, that I felt the modification to the building or the change at this stage in the project did substantiate the change. So that's why I recommended that the request not be supported. But also was suggested that I think it's important that we're not excluding the use of that area for temporary store, for those sorts of things. We actually are accommodating a number of different uses there for street stores and the like. So hence the basis for my recommendation.
Mm-hmm. So there's a recommendation there.
I'm happy to move that, Mr. Watt.
Thanks, Councillor Morford. Do I have a second there? Councillor Peart. Did you have a comment, Councillor Peart, seeing you raise the question initially?
Well, probably I've learned a couple of things. If you get a prod bear with a stick, I think I'd take her on as opposed to prod an architect with a stick.
Who's the bear? Sorry, I'll do something.
Architects are very, very quickly people. So if you're not an architect, I'd rather prod a bear.
Right, sorry, mate, sorry.
Well, they said, yeah, they're probably, you know, they base, I can tell you, they say, they're worried about their design, so, and the fact is, it's not, yes, it's not impossible, but the fact is that, I still have to consider the purpose of, as to what you, you know, the incubator space is for some that hire it out for months at a time. Not make available every now and then, someone sells the tapes.
Well, just also just having a kitchen serving area as an opportunity was good. You know, that's already been taken.
I think that's a great idea.
That's fantastic, and then there was tech space and everything, so that the architects have actually thought about, you know, how it would all fit together. And the city of Brisbane, it's important.
You know, an architect.
So I won't prompt you. The recommendations there, I've got an urban second guess for me.
Just a comment on it, we're looking at the people who use it. There's not people that need a kitchen that much, but they would need cover or whatever. And I don't know whether the mover and motion would be prepared to include in it, but we seek to report on the feasibility of council, as suggested by Dave, providing a gazebo and use that as something to communicate with the community. It's not going to be that either we will do this or not. The council committed to putting up a gazebo or making it available. Just to, again, on the basis of building in a community that we need, this is quite just reaffirm that, yes, there is facilities there for it.
So do you want to put a point three in that recommendation? Which would read?
The council, or the report is provided on the feasibility of providing and or erecting a gazebo, and that the stakeholders was using the facility to use it. Be advised. Well, I'm a councillor now.
So you want to report how it's going to work?
Yeah, and maybe a commitment that there's not a lot of use there, and I think we've got gazebos with the Shire Island or something.
Yeah.
That we make those available and provide them. And you've got a very short list of stakeholders there that would use it, so you can probably only 3 or 4 times a year.
Mm-hmm.
And then we communicate that to the community that this is how we're going to provide for cake stores and stuff in the park.
Can't suggest them there, but is that something we just communicate? Like, would you need a report to come back about that?
Well, probably not. You can just, if you're prepared to do it,
you
can cut out the report on that.
Just so
I think
that
we should
carry
to the community. But we'd look at, and here's an option for street stores in the area.
Yes.
We've recorded a procedural brief, just a comment.
Well, it's that too, but it's probably also a suite of options, you know, that are available for, you know, encouraging that activation of that space in street stores and market stores and those sorts of, rather than a better. Well, to you,
Councillor. I'm in your hands, Councillors. Yes. I've got a recommendation, points 1 and 2.
Well, I just get the number of those suite of options, detailing options.
Sorry, what was that, Councillor Bunnett?
So your point 2, you've got options there, writing underneath, in that the options that are available to the community.
So we communicate that suite of options.
We've communicated.
I think we've done that through the consultation process.
Well, we've done that in the report.
But I just think it's taking the community with us in the beginning as a
development.
It's not going to be a hard thing to do. And particularly with those stakeholders that use it on a regular basis. Well, if we change the terms and things are fundraisers.
So it's communicating to those groups that are there, that are listed in the report, ones that have used in the past, line CWA, the general general cancer fundraisers, to say that whilst it's going, this is a suite of options you have available.
Yes.
Okay. So then it's a suggestion then that to point 2, that the suite of options available to accommodate temporary street stores be communicated to the users listed within the report.
Yeah, The bigger that was.
Be communicated to the user. Yep. That goes up into there.
Yeah, because it's two more suite options.
Yep, all good.
All good.
Yeah.
So the movement second of over here.
That's what I'm saying, they write things down.
Gentlemen. Okay, councillors.
Now they've resolved.
I've reported that. I'll put that all that in favour.
That was the resolution.
Moving on to committee meetings for that paper. First one was the consultative committee, interagency, and the traffic committee. And just in the traffic committee, you will note there has been a, it's been a fair while since we've had a traffic committee meeting, but at this one there was a range of requests in regard to flowing traffic in Cambridge Street. Yeah, I've said the door is signage and speed humps, this sort of thing. The traffic committee was recognising the fact that you don't need varied speed zones right throughout the town. And what we have done is asked the local police station to task the highway patrol to do a little bit of surveillance in some of these raised problem areas. In addition to that, we are conducting further traffic counts, which not only show numbers but show the speed of traffic. So we can confirm there is a real problem. It's just something that's causing concern to one or two residents. So there's the recommendation there on page 25. It does need to be noted. Councillor Kanizawa, Councillor Mudford, Councillor Babbage. No further discussion. I'll put that all those in favour.
Aye.
And report for information and notation. The statement of bank balances was attached there later on. You can see those.
Separately distributed in the last few hours.
Yeah. So there is a attachment there. Yeah. Does anyone want to go to them? Have a look. We'd like to proceed. The outstanding matters from previous meetings. And progress on questions for next meeting.
So the Chelmsford Avenue, when we are putting together a release like that. So the staff member who looks after our leases is in the process of one, having a look at the lease and looking at going out to a public lease for the use of that van. Iris Street and Federation Street on Chelmsford Avenue. So that's action. So I don't see that a report needs to come back to council about that. It's just going to be action. Unless you see the need to address that formally, Mr. Mayor.
Well, I think that's now an operational issue.
Yeah.
Told us they're doing it, we'll wait and on.
Yeah, I just brought it up to see I'm trying or something.
Yeah, and I'm glad you did.
You've got swords that need to be attended to.
Yeah. Yeah. It's something that, I'm glad you did, because it's just something that could have been and wasn't included in our last round of releases.
The next one there is development applications. Then on page 32 of 32 is the recommendation for those reports be noted. Councillor Walker, Councillor Mudford.
Welcome.
No further discussion, I'll put that all those in favour. Against, carried. Well, thank you, councillors. It's been a far-reaching day. We'll declare the meeting closed at 4:35.
Right there.